You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
North Vancouver schools are facing some serious challenges. Staff project a $9 million budget shortfall over the next 2 years. Earlier this year, the school district decided to close two public schools and consolidate several alternative programs. Windsor House is one of the alternative schools facing closure due to the board's decision. Helen Hughes is the founder of Windsor House Learning Community, and she's joined me by phone this morning to discuss the closures. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Now, tell us a little bit about Windsor House. How does it differ from other schools?
Well, it differs in many ways. It's multi-age groups. It has a great deal of parent participation. The children have self-directed learning. The children run the school using a democratic process. It's hard to describe because if you haven't seen it and you're used to the idea of children in classrooms and desks, it's hard to get your head around that, but I usually describe it as a cross between a good daycare and a university.
Now, you started the school in the early 1970s. What motivated you to do that?
Well, I had been involved in parent participation preschool, and I just loved the idea of parent participation. So as a group of us were having our children starting to go into school, we thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could be involved in the day-to-day happenings of the school and give the kind of enrichment that happens in parent participation preschools. So we approached the school board to see if we could get a multi-age class that would be parent participation. And they said they would set up a committee and look into it, but as time went on, that clearly wasn't going to happen, so we decided to do it ourselves. So we were private for 4 years. It started in my house on Windsor Road, and so that's how it got called Windsor House. And we had 15 children, and it was quite a lively endeavor.
So I mean, it's a long time, 1970s to now.
Yes.
What has changed about Windsor House since it opened?
Well, it changed constantly because as the people in the community changed, because the community had so much direction of the way things went, it kept changing and changing. The things that stayed the same were the parent participation, the multi-age grouping, and the problem-solving or democratic way of running the community. It wasn't always self-directed learning. We've played around with a great number of ways of maximizing enjoyment and learning, and finally came to the place where we have the students working on e-portfolios and using artifacts from their entire lives to satisfy the ministry requirements.
Tell us about the school board's decision to close the school. How did that come about?
Well, as everyone knows, the money crunch meant that all the school boards are looking for ways to save money. And so because smaller schools are less financially, I can't think of the word. Anyway, smaller schools generally are more expensive. They thought that they would perhaps put all of the alternative schools under one roof. And then there seemed to be some problems with that idea. So then they had the idea of closing all the current five alternative schools and creating a brand new alternative school that would presumably serve the needs of all the students in those five schools. Now, there's a wide range of student needs within those five schools, and so I think they certainly have their work cut out for them trying to do that, but it certainly is an exciting possibility. Now, some of the Windsor House students won't be served just because of the size of the new school. Many children work best in a small school where they know everyone. So that's the school board's intention, and some of the Windsor House people are going to be on the committee that's hoping to help design that new school. And then others in the Windsor House community, because you can stop funding Windsor House, but you can't actually close down the Windsor House community. It has a huge group of alumni who stay in touch and are interested in what will be happening next. So there's a lot of other things that the Windsor House community has in mind to try.
Let me get to that in a moment, but I just want to ask you about the other four schools that are going to be joining together with Windsor House to create this new school. How different are those schools?
Well, the spectrum from Third Step through Keith Lynn Alternative Secondary School through the Youth Learning Center through Windsor House through to the Therapeutic Day Center, spectrum's about as wide of spectrum as you're going to get in any school district. And that's why they are, all those young people are in alternative schools, because for one reason or another, they're not comfortable in the mainstream schools.
Now, you said that they can stop funding you, but they can't close you down. What kind of model are you looking at for trying to continue for the children who wouldn't thrive in a larger school?
Well, there one that has started already. Some students started it. They're out looking this very moment at storefront leasing possibilities, and they want to set up their own little school and earn their education, they say. They're closing down our school, we'll do it ourselves. So they're going to be starting a little store where they'll be making some of the things. They'll be selling vintage clothing. They'll be asking for mentors. It's an amazing group of young people.
It really speaks to their commitment to support the school. I mean, it's unusual.
Yes. And that's, I mean, I used to say that Windsor House was the school for the severely unique. And what we have attracted is people who are unusual.
Have you been able to have a good dialogue with the school board about the issue?
Not personally, because I'm retired, and I certainly engaged in the open community things that the school board put on, and was very interested to see how those were going. But when they set up a committee to advise the trustees, I wasn't able to be on that committee.
But have the people who are currently working with...
They were involved. What that committee came up with was not a consolidation of all the schools. I think they had other things that they favored. But we don't know what all the financial workings are that moved the trustees to go for consolidation, rather than having all the schools just under one roof, which was another option. Four of the alternative schools are indeed under one roof right now at the Lucas Center. The main thing is that they need to have one administrator and sort of combine the overhead.
On a broader scale, what do you see as the long-term implications of withdrawing funds from alternative schools?
I think it's disastrous, because though the young people who go to alternative schools are the ones that are most vulnerable. Sometimes they're vulnerable in the sense that they've grown up in a very difficult situation and have had to find ways of dealing in the world that are not compatible with regular schools. Another group of young people, particularly served by Windsor House, are ones who are extremely sensitive or have anxiety issues or have been bullied. We have a lot of children come to Windsor House who've been bullied in the mainstream schools.
Well, I wish the people who are working on continuing Windsor House community the best of luck, and thank you very much for joining me this morning, Helen.
You're most welcome.
I've been speaking with Helen Hughes. She's the founder of Windsor House Learning Community in North Vancouver.